This month of September is recognized as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month here in the United States. So our youth worship experience today has been created and centered around this particular focus. Suicide Prevention Awareness Month is a time to raise awareness on the stigmatized and often taboo topic of suicide. In addition to shifting public perception, this month is used to help spread hope and vital information to people affected by suicide. In preparation for this sermon, I came across many, many organizations and websites regarding suicide prevention. Our United States Department of Health and Human Services has a component called the National Institutes of Health, and in that component is a department called the National Institute of Mental Health, or the NIMH, which is the leading federal agency for research on mental disorders. If you have your cell phone with you, I wanted to give you a website. At your option, you can access this free website right now, which is nimh.nih.gov. And from the homepage, when you open up the website, there are many different mental health topics that you can explore to become familiar with, or you can learn more information about it. And on the left side of the website, in the blue box at the bottom side, is a topic that says suicide prevention. And so the question today is, what is suicide? For those who are not aware, suicide is when people harm themselves with the goal of ending their life, and they die as a result. A suicide attempt is when people harm themselves with the goal of ending their life, but they do not die. Avoid using terms such as committing suicide, successful suicide, or failed suicide when referring to suicide and suicide attempts, as these terms often carry negative meanings. The website discusses many warning signs as well. A warning sign is a sign that someone may be at immediate risk for attempting suicide, and some of these warnings may include talking about or wanting to die or wanting to kill themselves, talking about feeling empty or hopeless, or having no reason to live, talking about feeling trapped or feeling that there are no solutions, feeling unbearable emotion or physical pain, talking about being a burden to others, withdrawing from their family and their friends, giving away important possessions, saying goodbye to friends and family, putting affairs in order, such as making a will, taking great risks that could lead to death, such as driving extremely fast, talking or even thinking about death often. Other serious warning signs that someone may be at risk for attempting suicide include displaying extreme mood swings, suddenly changing from very sad to very calm or happy and then back to very sad, making a plan or looking for ways to kill themselves, such as searching for lethal methods online, or stockpiling pills, or buying a gun, talking about feeling great guilt or shame, using alcohol or drugs more often, acting anxious or agitated, changing eating or sleeping habits, showing rage or talking about seeking revenge. It's important to note that suicide is not a normal response to stress. Suicidal thoughts or actions are a sign of extreme distress and should not be ignored. If these warning signs apply to you or someone you know, get help as soon as possible.
That's right.
Particularly if the behavior is new or has increased recently. The National Institute of Mental Health website displays various resources concerning suicide prevention, along with crisis resources and tools, including the National Suicide Hotline. Which is 1-800-273-TALK or 273-8255, as well as a free, trained crisis counselor text line where you can text the letters HELLO to 741-741 if you're uncomfortable talking on the phone. I'd like to disclose again that I am in no way affiliated with the NIMH organization, and this is not a promotional or an advertisement for this organization, nor its websites, or its resources. I simply want to share something that may possibly save a life or another human being or a friend or a family member. If you or someone you know is in trouble or having suicidal thoughts or an emergency, please contact 911 immediately or the National Suicide Hotline. And again, 1-800-273-8255. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The service is available to anyone, and all calls are confidential. Some hair-raising facts that I saw on the website from an infographic I found on their suicide prevention section show that, done by studies by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and the National Institute of Mental Health, showed that more than 47,500 people die by suicide each year in the United States. 78% of all those people who die by suicide are males. Although more women than men attempt suicide, men are nearly 4 times more likely to die by suicide. Suicide is also the second leading cause of death among people aged 10 through 34, and the 10th leading cause of death overall in the United States. The overall suicide rate in the U.S. has increased by 35% since 1995. 46% of people who died by suicide had a diagnosed mental health condition. While nearly half of individuals who die by suicide have a diagnosed mental health condition, research shows that 90% experience symptoms. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than straight youth. And suicide is a leading cause of death for people held in local jails. Those are just some of the frightening facts on their website. And it can be very frightening if someone you love talks about suicidal thoughts. It can be even more frightening if you find yourself thinking about dying or giving up on life. Not taking these kinds of thoughts seriously can have devastating outcomes, as suicide is a permanent outcome to what people consider often temporary problems. This information, such as the website and the hotline and the text line, are different tools and resources out there that you can share, even if they don't apply to you. Sharing this information with someone is how we can each do our part to raise awareness this month for suicide prevention. Now, I understand and I know that you came for the Word of God, amen?
Amen.
And trust me, we are getting there. But this kind of information is invaluable.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. It could be saving someone's life right now.
That's right.
Someone's life who's at risk of being lost forever.
That's right.
By a show of hands, or you can agree verbally or with a nod, have you ever felt alone? By show of hands, you can agree verbally, you can nod. Have you ever felt alone? And by definition of alone, I hear you, brother. And by definition of alone, I'm talking about having no one else present. Have you ever felt alone? I certainly have. And right now, I'm not just talking about alone on your pew where you're sitting by yourself. You know, we're certainly social distancing. And for those who are viewing the message online through social media or YouTube or Facebook, I'm not talking about alone in your room. Or for my youth, I'm not talking about have you ever felt alone while you're in your room by yourself while you're playing video games or you're reading a book or you're studying or doing homework. I'm not necessarily talking about being alone in a car by yourself on the way to work or to a restaurant or being alone while walking to your next class or at school or alone at your desk or alone while you're walking on the sidewalk or being alone at a park by yourself. Because sometimes being alone, there can actually be a lot of peace in the absence of others, amen? Just you and the sounds of the world, the sounds of music, or the sounds of nature while you're outside, or the voices of your favorite podcast or YouTube channel. These things can be quite pleasant, right? Amen?
Amen.
The kind of alone I'm talking about right now, when I ask this question, have you ever felt alone, is have you ever felt so alone like no one is there for you? Church, have you ever felt so alone that it seems it's you against the world?
Yeah.
Like no matter how hard you try to fit this definition of what a good person is, when you woke up, by the end of the day, you still felt like you failed that day and you're defeated? Have you ever felt alone, like no one is there for you emotionally to ask you how your day was or give you a listening ear so that you can express how rough one of your classes was or how tough a day at work was or how tragic the news was this morning because there's always something going on? It seems like every time I check my news feed in the morning, on social media, on news outlets, online, someone has murdered someone, someone has died in a tragic accident, or someone's lost their life. Or there's a natural disaster that's out there that's taking lives. Or there's COVID and other diseases that are rising more and more and more. I mean, every day that we are blessed to wake up, and it feels like you tried your best to have a positive outlook on life and hope for the best, and you put your best smile on, but nothing but more and more misery and pain comes at us day in and day out. Church, have you ever felt so alone? How about when you got a call from a friend or a family member who chewed you out about you not staying in touch with them, but they didn't even ask why or to call or check on you? Or felt alone to the point where it feels like you've never done enough to be there for your loved ones. Like you feel like you haven't given or received calls or text or FaceTime them or put comments on their social media posts or giving them a thumbs up or like their photos. It can be overbearing to the point where you felt alone, like you haven't done enough good deeds today that help others or you receive them in return. Or so alone that a week has gone by and no one has asked you, how are you holding up? How are you making it day to day? How is your mental? How is your spiritual? How is your physical well-being? Or have you ever felt alone that you cried with anger or sadness, then feeling even more alone when no one cared enough to ask you why you were crying or sad or angry? Or have you ever felt so alone that you didn't even care if anyone asked about you? So alone that you didn't even care if anyone bothered to check up on you? Or Elder Proshet, watch this. Have you ever felt so alone that when no one answered your telepathic cell phone call, you got upset? Okay, nobody knows what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to be funny. What I'm trying to say is I'm talking about the communication line that's in our brain, right, in our mind, that we use to call out to our friends, right, and we call out to our family. Like, come on, call me back. I know you can hear me thinking about you. Come on, text me back, friend. You usually text me back around this time of day. Something must be wrong. Well, was it something I said? Was it something I did? And this is all playing out in your mind. Like, come on, love. Why am I always the person who has to initiate the good morning text or how's your day going text? Go ahead and text me. Call me first. I'll wait on you. And this is all just playing out in our minds. You're telling yourself mentally, I hope they're okay, but since they can hear your telepathy phone call, right, you won't check on them and ask about it. You just keep telling yourself, okay, they'll text me, they'll call me back. And when they don't, guess what? You're alone now. Nobody here knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
That's right, brother.
The way that you're thinking about, it turned out not even the way that you think about it. I mean, for me, it turned out better than I thought it was. But anyway.
Yes, sir. Let me preach, yeah? So my brothers and sisters, the point I'm making this morning is that I felt alone. And if you agree with any of the feelings that I've shared, then chances are you felt alone too. But I want you to know that it's okay if you have felt alone. It doesn't have to stay that way. And it certainly doesn't have to end that way with you feeling so alone that you remove yourself from the world through suicide. Our God wants us to know that you are not alone. Now, slow down. Just like you, I was a little confused when the sermon title came to me, but it just fit the criteria for suicide prevention awareness. Not for the song, You Are Not Alone, but for the four words by themselves, You Are Not Alone. For those who have heard this original song by the late great king of pop, Michael Jackson, may he rest in peace. Wikipedia shows that this song was an iconic 1995 hit single by the late singer, and that this song holds the Guinness World Record for the first song to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This certified platinum song, You Are Not Alone, was written by a very troubled man who we know today as R. Kelly, who was going through some serious personal trials and still is, and things in his own life, and he wrote this song for Michael Jackson, who was honored to sing it. Church, when you hear the words, you are not alone, I'm referring to the fact that while you walk this earth, the Almighty Risen Savior, our King Jesus, and the Lord our God, along with the Holy Spirit, wants to always be with you. Amen? Amen. You are not alone. For my struggling brother or sister who feels like they are alone and that suicide is on your mind, I want you to know that though you may feel alone, you are never alone if you have Jesus by your side. And suicide is not the solution to your problems. Amen. As cheesy as my connection is about to sound, I think Jesus shares the same sentiment as the chorus of that song. And don't even think about it. I'm not about to sing the song. That is not my gift. My wife, my soulmate, that is her gift, the song. But for me, I'm just going to read the words to you. The chorus reads, you are not alone. I am here with you. Though we're far apart, you're always in my heart. You are not alone. From my own personal testimony, I too had these suicidal thoughts. Like many people, I wanted to end it all. When I was at a very low point in my life, relationships failing, undecided on my career path, unemployed, consuming alcohol, drugs, sinning without the fear of consequence, in my mind it sounded something like life without me here would be better off for others if I wasn't in the way. I had bad thoughts of wanting to just remove myself from existence, thinking there was something peaceful about no longer living here. But these are not thoughts that God wants any of us to think, amen? Amen? You are not alone. And I mean it when I say those words, because God wants you to know, my brothers and sisters, that through him, we can be saved. You see, when I had those negative thoughts, I've also felt alone. It may have been different for you, as we are all different in our own way, but when these thoughts clouded my judgment, I felt alone. I felt alone when I went through some tough times. I felt alone when my faith was shaken. I felt alone when my situations didn't always make sense. I felt alone when no one loved me back. I felt alone when I was struggling to make ends meet. I felt alone when I was at my lowest low. I felt alone when I wanted to end it all. You probably felt alone through some very real situations. You felt alone through some very real trials. You felt alone dealing with some very real losses. You felt alone dealing with some very real mental health issues. You may even feel like God isn't there with you and that the people you depend on most aren't standing here with you. But children of God, as God is my witness, you are not alone. And how should we know? It is through the word of God that you can know and experience this truth. The Bible reassures us with the word, and the word is truth. And a collection of some of my favorite Bible verses from the Bible says, be not dismayed, for he is our God. He will strengthen us. Yes, he will help us, and he will uphold us with his righteous right hand. If there's anybody here this morning who can praise Jesus for his great and powerful name, the Lord is here that you love me, I will save you. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. When you pass through the waters, he will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you go through the fire, you shall not be burned. No shall the flames scorch you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. I say the Bible says, if I tell you, whenever you ask for a prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And my God will meet all of your need according to the riches and of his glory in Christ Jesus. My people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And I will hear from heaven that we will forgive their sins and heal their land. And the Lord, he is the one who goes. walks with us through this life, that we will have hope, and we will, all we have to do is accept Him as our Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
To have everlasting life. You are not alone.